The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey. 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. Good morning, Michael.
Doug, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Glad to hear it. Hey, Mike, first full week of April here. Certainly, spring has come in a very wet fashion this week, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yep, wet week, but good news is it is the first week of April. Baseball season started, right? Mets, Yankees are both at it, and better days are ahead.
Hello. Mets, Yankees. Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Don't forget. What? Oh, boy. You know, no love. What are you going to do? So, you can't leave them out of the mix, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that would just be like me coming on and saying, you know, not mentioning the Redskins during football season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure.
You guys want to listen to us argue for the next hour? Anyway, all kidding aside, you're right, bud. It's all the spring happenings, if you will, are, you know, starting, like you said, baseball season and all that. That's real exciting. You know, all the Little League, you know, and ponytail softball and all that stuff. And I got to tell you, it really is, you know, a time of year that I know both you and I appreciate and enjoy, you know, because people are getting back outside again and the parks are buzzing and, you know, all that. We just got to get the weather to stop raining a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, from the, you know, like you said, things are kicking up. Things are going on outside. First quarter of the year is done. You kind of feel like you're putting to a close that whole financial rush, right, of getting tax documents and statements and got to get to the accountant. So you kind of feel like that's kind of behind you. And now you're just kind of focusing on, you know, moving forward with the rest of the year.
Yeah. So, this upcoming week, Mike, we're going to start to get the, a good flow of first quarter earnings coming out from the corporations. It's going to really start this week. It'll pick up a lot more the 2 weeks after that. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the numbers come out. I'm personally optimistic that the numbers are going to be pretty good. We'll see, you know, how they come out. Wondering, curious to see if that, you know, snow, bad weather we had there, you know, at the end of March had any of a negative impact on it. It may for some of the retail sales, but I think overall, I think it's going to be, you know, a good solid numbers. My guess, I mean, it's my guess.
Yeah, I would think so. So, yeah, again, from the earnings standpoint, a very interesting period coming up over the next couple of weeks. As we always say, you know, kind of giving us the first quarter numbers, but we want to hear what they have to say on the rest of the year, right? They're kind of a lot of the U.S. corporations got a little taste of the first quarter of the new regime in office, if you will, right? So I guess, you know, they'll get to measure sales and see how things went and kind of see how they're feeling about what they're hearing going forward for the next 6 months.
Yes. And, so as far as the markets are, you know, markets just been bouncing around, you know, excuse me. Nothing dramatic happening in any direction here over the last couple of weeks now, right? So, but we're still hovering at, you know, nice levels, significantly higher than we were 6 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever it was. So, you know, that's good news. And we had very interesting information came out this week, Mike, related to employment and jobs. And why I say it's interesting is because earlier in the week, ADP put out numbers. And ADP, as everybody knows, is the, you know, the huge payroll company. And they put out numbers, and they said that their payroll numbers were up dramatically period over period. And they saw a big increase in construction and manufacturing. But then on Friday, we get the numbers, the jobs number from the government out, and it was significantly lighter than what was anticipated. So it's kind of a mixed signal there, if you will, but I'm not going to put a ton of weight into it.
No, and you know, Doug, I've seen these numbers 1,000 times, and, you know, the next reporting period for jobs, the government will say, oh, by the way, the number will come in, say, stronger, and, oh, by the way, they'll revise and do all kinds of things. So, you know, they've been known to not exactly get it right. So I
right.
wouldn't. You're right about that, especially when there's some other data and another source out there, ADP, projected something completely different. So something odd happened to this number. So we'll see if they what the next number is, if it makes up for it, or if there's some you know, revisions.
The unemployment number is down to 4.5 percent. You know, to me, you know, we've had this discussion for a long, long time. I like to pay attention closer to the participation rate than the unemployment rate. So although that is a good unemployment number, the participation rate basically is held stable. So, you know, in a participation rate will tell you, you know, how many people that are eligible to work inside of the, you know, the parameters are actually working. It's holding stable. So, which is okay, I guess stable's good, right? You don't want to see the participation rate going down, but I'd really like to see that. I'll feel better when I see the participation rate start to go back up again.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. But yeah, it's all interesting, Doug. You know, the numbers are just, you know, the numbers are what they are. It's a gauge. It's all it is. And I think the bigger numbers that, like you said, we're looking at is earnings are coming forward next week, and we'll be interesting to hear what they have to say. Those are kind of got their ear to the ground, if you will, right? That's where it all boils down to, the old earnings reports. But overall, you know, I don't know. What else, Doug? I mean,
Financial wise, if you will, economic wise, it's been pretty quiet recently. You know, Mike, it's not a lot of white noise out there, which is nice, by the way, right? That's a good thing, in my opinion. But it's been a somewhat of a quiet period of time economically, and that to me is okay. I'm cool with that.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. It's kind of been a quiet time. It almost feels like it's been like an adjustment time. You know, I keep talking about, you know, the new president and the new transfers of power and all that. And to me, it just seems like everybody's just getting adjusted and they're putting out their agenda and we're kind of hearing new things and people are digesting it. So it's kind of like, you know, for once, the political scene is kind of leading the noise. Usually the noise leads the political scene.
Yeah.
The noise tries to create what they want to hear. But for once, it almost seems like the newsmakers are reactive and they're waiting to hear what they're going to hear every day.
You know, Mike, it's when you sit back, like while you were speaking, I was thinking about this in my head. And so, yeah, we saw a very favorable reaction and a very strong and swift reaction after the election to the investment arena, right, you know, in an upward motion. Now, in the last 3 weeks, for all intents and purposes, we saw a little bit of a pullback and just kind of like a breather taking place here. And in my opinion, that breather may be, you know, digesting to see what happens with these earnings reports that are coming up here as far and also as well as, you know, hearing what the, you know, the publicly traded companies have to say, like, you know, what's going on. So it has been, you know, quiet and, you know, almost a bit dull during this period of time.
Sure has. And that's fine. I mean, it's, you know, it's a long year, if you will. Right. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot to be done yet. I mean, there's 9 months of activity, action, earnings, reports, whatever you want to call it. You know, they keep talking about tax changes coming. I still think that's going to be a major factor in how the markets move, what comes out of that. They're kind of circling the wagons again and going after health care, right? They're trying to work to get a bill through. So although unsuccessful once, it looks like they're trying to come back. That's going to have to deal with a lot of taxation, how that's what's going to come out, what's going to mean for taxation, kind of domino effect. So trust me, folks, there's plenty of news and plenty of change and action forthcoming, probably starting next week with the earnings reports.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing that you're probably sick and tired of hearing us say, but we're going to say it over and over again, is you can't just take a passive approach to everything and say, I'll just wait to see how this all shakes out. That's okay to do, in my opinion, if you already have bona fide, specific financial strategies in place. But there's too many people out there. And, you know, Mike, we were talking to an accountant that we know during the week this week who told us it amazes him when he does people's tax returns. And he says to them, listen, you got money over here, over there, or there. Who's your advisor? And he tells me he's always amazed. Told us. Remember talking to him on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Told us that he just finds it amazing the amount of people who are doing it without a strategy in place, you know, for lack of a better word. And even if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that's okay, but you should be doing it yourself in the right fashion. And what I mean by that is you ought to have, you know, a written strategy and plan in place so you know what it is that you're looking to accomplish. Don't just buy investments.
Oh, I absolutely, you know, absolutely agree with him. And you know, I can't see how you go about not having a plan or a strategy in place, if you will. It's just so consuming, so much going on. And not just that, Doug. You know, one thing you and I realize, people want to live their lifestyle. We say that every week. It's almost like a broken record on the show. Like, you know, you want to have your plan. You want to have your strategies in place. And you want to go off and live your lifestyle and do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the bottom line for people. And you don't want to get trapped into this day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat of, you know, the market's up. The market went down. Oh, this news came out. Oh, the world reacted this way.
Right.
Even if the world reacts in a good way, you don't need to be on that roller coaster every day.
100%, bud. And, you know, Mike, when you think about it, it's like what we really want people to do and think about is, you know, what's your dream life, if you will? You know, and for a lot of people, you can accomplish your dream life. Some people, okay, maybe they really have audacious dreams. It's going to be, you know, a challenge to do that. But you should still be working towards accomplishing that. And most people for their dream life really revolves around retirement years, right? Isn't that what most people, you know, really do who we sit and you know, we talk with? They're really, really focused on retirement time because, I mean, let's face it, that's all we think about. You know, once you get to a certain age, you're like, you know, it's going to be nice to not have to go to work every day and just do as I please, whatever that is. You know, does that mean travel? Does that mean golf, fishing, bowling? Yeah, whatever that means to you, gardening. But what does that mean to you? And that's what we want to try to help you work towards. And that's why we sit down and we put strategies and plans in place. Sure, you'll find a lot of advisors out there that are just interested in selling you a product and getting a transaction under their belt and, you know, doing what they got to do and moving on to the next person. And if that's what you're looking for out of a relationship, you go for it. You know, there's plenty of people out there that are more than willing to do that for you. But if you're really just looking to do it the other way, what we think, in our opinion, is the right way through, you know, specific strategies and techniques working towards an objective, working towards a dream life, if you will, for, you know, lack of a better way to put it. Well, that's what we want to do, you know, for the folks there, Mike. And we want you to do it. And like I said earlier, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, fine, go ahead and try and do it yourself, but just do it the right way.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, I find being around the clients and talking to them and just think they want to talk more about their lifestyle.
Right.
They want to tell you about the vacation, the grandkids, the good things going on, how they're enjoying themselves and how they're living their lives. And, yeah, I mean, it all goes back to they want to have their plan in place. They want to feel confident. They want to go about doing their thing. And that's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
Because that's really like, why do you do it all? Right?
Correct.
Why do people work so hard? Why do they save their money? Why do they sit down with guys like you and I and plan and strategize and do things? Because at the end of the day, they want to enjoy their life.
Right.
And I think that's the focus, and that's their focus when they get to that spot. And,
yeah.
And to me, there's nothing more precious than that.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's, you know, doing what you want. This is what we're talking about here and what we like to talk about is real world stuff, right, Michael? Right?
Yeah.
Not real life, real world stuff. Not fantasy camp, you know, watching a billionaire on TV tell you, you know, just invest your money this way. Yeah, that's great. I mean, you're a billionaire, and if you lose a little bit of money, you're a $100 millionaire, and you know, that's all right. Good for you. Good, good. Nice. Go away, because that really doesn't do the regular person. You know, the person that's got 500,000, even $10 million, yeah, right? They're just regular people who need bona fide strategies to live the life they want to live in. And you know, that's the approach that needs to be taken.
Absolutely.
You know? All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back. I think we got some exciting things to talk about today. We'll be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're spending some of your time this weekend with us. And, you know, it's our objective to educate you, motivate you, get you going in the right direction, and, you know, see if we can help you accomplish your retirement goals and your financial goals and your money goals and whatever it is that's important to you. We want to see if we can get you going in the right direction. And, Mike, we got a great new piece out here that I want to spend a few minutes talking about, and as well as offer out, you know, to our listeners who are more than welcome to call and get a copy of this sent out to them. It's a great piece put out by our broker-dealer, and it says it's called The Retirement Cycle, The Three Phases of Retirement. And you know what's really cool about this, Mike, is that for all the years that the show's been on the air, we've always spoken about the three phases of your financial life, right?
Sure.
The three phases of your financial life being maximum wealth accumulation. We feel as though that starts when you're born and you're accumulating wealth over there. Then we go from that to maximum spendable income. That's i.e. your retirement years. You've got your assets are now providing you with income. And then the third phase of your financial life, in our opinion, is maximum transfer of assets down. You know, it's when you pass away, transferring the ownership of your assets to the people or places you want it to go as tax efficiently as possible. What's really cool now is now we've got this new segment here, this new piece, if you will, where we're going to talk about the three phases of retirement. And really good, you know, meat in here, and it's really a great piece. So
Before we get into this, let me tell people as you're listening to the show, jot down the telephone number. It's 855-262-3722. I'll give it to you again, 855-262-3722. If you'd like to get a copy of this, you just call up and leave a message. We'll be happy to send it out to you. But so let's kick this off, Mike. Let's talk about, you know, touch on this thing a little bit. We're never going to be able to cover this whole thing, you know, during the segment of the show here. But let's cover some of it and give them an idea of what it is we're talking about.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, you know, typically a retirement lasts more than 20 years, right? You and I always say it's about a 25-year deal retirement. And it's almost like a whole new... Well, it is a whole new phase of your life. It's not almost. It sure is. It's 25 years. It's a lot of time. And, you know, it's important to be prepared ahead of time. And, you know, what we find is there's different life stages to it.
Sure.
And why don't you kick off the first life stage?
All right. So the life stage basically is it's pre-retirement, if you will, right? It's gearing up for retirement, as we refer to it. And then that leads up to when you're ready to retire, and that goes into transition, right? So you're gearing up for retirement, pre-retirement, 55, 50. Actually, pre-retirement is everything up until retirement, right?
Yeah. I'm pre-retired right now.
Right. Correct.
I got to start telling people that. When you're going to retire, I'm pre-retired.
Right.
Right. I like that.
I do. I like it a lot, too. So pre-retirement, before retirement. So, yes, you are pre-retired. Congratulations on your pre-retirement. I'm not buying you a gift for that.
Yeah.
So the gearing up phase, if you will. Then that leads us, Mike, we're going to transition into retirement. Now, the transition into retirement time frame is an important, very, very, very important segment of time for people. Because this is where you got to make sure you got your ducks in a row, right? You got to make sure when you're transitioning into retirement that all the stuff's laid out. Then we go into you're fully retired. We call that your taking off phase here. And then cruise control, it's when you get older in life. And, you know, people slow down when they get older for, you know, just because they get older and medical reasons, what have you. And that's, you know, so those are the three basic phases: gearing up, taking off, and going on to cruise control.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Doug. And that's, you know, kind of the life stages, you know, of retirement, how it works. Now, along the way, Doug, there's a lot of work to be done.
Right. Okay. So let's talk, Mike, a little bit about the pre-retirement, because that's really the pre-retirement and a transition, right? Because that's what we're talking about here for a large part of it, right?
Sure.
So, all right, let's talk to the people about things that they should think about and that kind of stuff here.
Yeah, so in pre-retirement, Doug, you know, there's investment concerns. And, you know, one of them is do you know whether your retirement savings is on track for your goals?
Okay, so we talked about this earlier in the show, Mike. And one of the problems that we know that people are facing is that they don't actually sit down and say, okay, what is it that I want my retirement to look like?
They kind of lack the plan.
Right. So what we're talking to you here now is getting this plan going in the right direction and things that you need to do to develop the strategy. So you're right. Do you know whether your retirement savings are on track with your goals? And the second thing, have you developed a strategy for paying down or eliminating debt prior to retirement? We've spoken about this on the show for years.
Yeah, that's a biggie, right, Doug? Because, you know, eliminating debt, you know, prior to retirement or paying it down is certainly a big one, because the dramatic thing about that, Doug, it's all about cash flow, right? So when you retire, it's how much cash flow do you have? How much money in that checkbook do you have at the end of the month to be able to do things and enjoy your life? And debt, a lot of times, is the number one killer of cash flow, right? If you have a high mortgage, if you have a lot of credit card debt, right? You're saying, oh, well, the mortgage is $1,800 a month and I'm paying $1,200 on credit cards. Well, just think if you can eliminate that, right? That's $3,000 of free cash flow all for your retirement lifestyle.
Or $3,000 less dollars you need a month to retire.
Right.
Right.
Get you to the finish line.
We've seen many a retirement be delayed because of debt. Right?
Sure.
People have more debt and debt service. So, you know, let's pay attention to debt going into there. And then the next thing is we want to see, do your investment selections fit your goals?
Now, you know as well as I do, Michael, is that it's not uncommon for us to see people who just own investments, but no real rhyme or reason towards why they own particular investments or investment vehicles. That has to fit to your overall objective.
Well, you know, Doug, and the big one here, and, you know, you and I, we saw it, we lived it, we talked about it, is, you know, when we say do your investments fit your goals? In other words, folks, if you're getting ready to retire and you're going to need that money for that specific pot of money to generate income in the retirement years, how's the money invested? You know, I'll take you down memory lane here, Doug, back to the tech bubble burst in 2000, 2001 market fiasco, if you will. And you look at these people that had individual stocks, companies they worked for, companies like Lucent, you know, et cetera, so on, where the stock went from like 80 something down to a dollar.
Right.
Okay. That was not appropriate, you know, how would you say, planning, especially when you say you're not just trying to grow the money and it's money you're taking chance with. That's money that you need it for retirement to generate other income. That was not appropriate.
Well, Mike, you know, that falls to one of the next things that people should be doing, and that's, have you actually reviewed your portfolio recently? Right? You got to review these things for all merits and shortcomings on, you know, I'd say an annual basis, right?
And probably number one question, Doug, is how much risk do you have, and does it meet your goals?
Right. Is it appropriate for you? You know, and that's really, really important. And then the next thing is, should you adjust your investments for income rather than accumulation goals? Again, different for everybody, right, Michael? Some people may not need a portfolio adjustment, an investment adjustment to accomplish what they want. Yet others may need a large adjustment in what they currently have to meet their needs of income and retirement. So again, different for everybody, but you have to look at it and see, do I need to have this adjusted?
You know, Doug, it just makes common sense, right, folks? You're putting money away. You're saving money into an account. You're trying to grow the money for your retirement. Then all of a sudden, retirement's upon you. You just naturally have to think, when it comes to your investments, you're probably not in that mode anymore, and you're probably in the mode of, okay, how much do I have, and how much income can I get off and on a monthly basis to live my lifestyle? So you could just, you know what you're doing. You know you're going from the savings growth to saying to retirement. Got to remember to go back and adjust your investments along the way.
Yeah, if that's what you need. Now, folks, we'd love to get a copy of this piece out into your hands so that you can actually have it, not just listen to us talk about it on the radio, but actually have it in your hands and take a look at it. So if you'd like to get a copy of this piece, it's our retirement cycle, the three phases of retirement piece. It really, really is a great two-page document here that's going to help you think about things a little bit. We'd be happy to send it to you. Just pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Leave a message, you know, say I'd like to have the retirement cycle piece sent out to me. We'll give you a call. We'll get your name and address from you. Or you could leave that information right on the voicemail system there, and we'll get the piece out to you, you know, very happily, you know, send this out. So, Mike, there's a lot on this piece here, right? There's a lot of information here for people to think about it. You know, the next thing that we like to make people think about is your income sources.
Sure.
Right?
You know, it's, Doug, one of the income sources is, how long do you plan on working? So how long can you rely on the job for your income? Right? And, you know, and sometimes too, Doug, when people retire, they retire, but then they go on to do something else part-time or do a little bit. But when are you going to be fully retired? So, you know, what is that time frame? How long are we going to depend on either the full job or the kind of partial retired job?
Yep.
It's an important question.
It really, really is. And then, Mike, what follows that up is, how much of your current income do you really need to replace going into retirement? So, you know, again, all coming into the strategies that, you know, you have to think about, and what factors can dovetail into it, Mike?
Well, it's, you know, what percentage of your retirement income is going to come from Social Security? Do you understand Medicare and Medicaid benefits?
Right.
Okay, the cost of it and what you're actually going to receive from it.
If you're a regular listener to this radio show, you know that we talk about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid ad nauseum. Right, you actually get tired of hearing about it. I'm sure at some
Doug,
point in time, but it's so important.
Doug, they're staples to retirement and basically affects most everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, do you have a defined pension plan coming through the door? Is there money that you have there? Do you have a 401k plan or some sort of 403b savings or employer sponsored retirement plan or IRA?
Sure.
And how does that dovetail into your whole, you know, thing? So that's, you know, you have to look at these things and think about them. Now, for a lot of people, Mike, this sounds like a big, overbearing task, right? I mean, think about it. We've basically told them, we've given them, I don't know how many things we talked about here because we skipped around a little bit, but did we talk about 10 assignments that we have to give you of things that you need to do? Now, the good news is that when you sit down with us, we cover this in the meeting with you, right? We walk you through it. It's not something you have to do on your own. But there's a lot. And there's even more, you know, that comes along with this. Financial strategies. What kind of retirement do you want? You know, what's going to happen to your money when you're not here anymore? Should your assets be rebalanced? There's a lot to do it properly. Now, the good news is, you know, if you're skilled in this area and you're trained in this area like we are, you know, it's not extremely difficult for us to design it for you. It's when you try to go at this on your own is when it really could become a lot of work.
Absolutely, Doug.
You know, so if you want a copy, there's a lot more information than what we just spoke about on this piece. If you'd like a copy of this piece sent out to you, we'd be happy to send it to you. Again, pick the phone up, give a call. 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. You really, Mike, they really ought to call and get this in their hands, right? I mean, we mail it out to you. It's free. There's no obligation. Get it.
You know, Doug, every week we say we educate, we motivate. We try to educate and motivate on the show, and this is a nice educational piece. It gets you to really think about the process.
Right. And it could be a very motivational piece, too, you know, Mike, once they see it. Because a lot of people, I'll bet you a lot of people just feel overwhelmed by it because they don't know where to start, right? This can give you, you know, a springboard, you know, area where to start, to think about how to start. A lot of people don't know how to even begin to think about all this kind of stuff, right? It's just overwhelming for them.
Yeah, and there's also people out there, Doug, that are doing a very nice job and have a lot of this already accomplished, but there's a few checks they didn't take care of yet.
Sure.
And this may get them say, I didn't think about that one. I got to go get motivated and take care of that.
Yeah. And folks, one of the other things that you've, if you listen on a regular basis, you've noticed this year is we've got a lot of educational and motivational material to send to you, you know, our compliments, you know, for free each week. Now that was, you know, that's all part of the whole, you know, process of educating and motivating and sending things out to you that are, you know, objective pieces that you take and you read and you do what you want with it. So if you'd like a copy of this piece, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave your name, your address, telephone number, and just say, you know, I'd like a copy of the retirement cycle piece that they were talking about on the radio. I'd be happy to send it out to you.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a breather. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time this weekend with us. And, you know, we're here to educate you and motivate you. As you know, we talk about it ad nauseum. And, Michael, I want to spend some time here in the next segment, and I want to talk a little bit about estate planning, all right? And actually, I want to change it. I don't want to talk about estate planning. I want to call it inheritance planning, okay? Estate planning, people tend to think, I don't have an estate. But your estate is everything you own. That's it. It's your stuff. Everything you own, it's your estate. But before we go forwards, I have to take care of the legalese. All right?
Yep.
I'll let everybody know the information that we're going to talk is a general discussion of relevant tax laws. It's not intended for nor can be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding federal tax liabilities or penalties. This information should be given to you, and you should seek the advice of your own tax and legal advisor regarding any tax or legal issues that apply to you. All right? Got that out of the way?
Sounds good.
Compliance department's happy now. All right? Let's talk about this, Michael. We got six basic steps, if you will, related to estate planning, right? It's what we like to, you know, it's our guideline, and it's our six-step process that's designed to provide a customized estate slash inheritance slash you're not here anymore plan for you.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So why don't you kick it off with step one there,
yeah,
bud?
Yeah, step one. We will help you determine your estate planning objective and goals.
All right. So this is important because a lot of times we sit down with people and we say, okay, do you have a will? Right? And what happens in a will? And the most common, by a landslide, not even close, is your typical I love you scenario. Husband leaves everything to the wife. Wife leaves everything to the husband. And should they have children, everything directly down to the children, right?
That's how it goes.
Hands down, landslide, the most common that we see. But not always the best, right? Not always the best. Because sometimes in those scenarios, you could be setting yourself up for overtaxation. So what we want to sit down is we want to first sit with you and understand what are your true objectives and goals to happen to your stuff when you're not here anymore, plain and simple. So we got to get that down. We got to write it down. We got to understand it and know it, because if we don't, how are we going to design a plan, right?
Sure.
So that's step one that we do in the process of getting a customized inheritance plan in place for you. Then what we do is we will analyze your current financial situation. And what this will, you know, include, Mike, is looking at all your different assets, the ownership of your assets, any tax liabilities that may be associated with those assets, and take it from there, right? We need to analyze the financial situation that you currently have to see how it dovetails with the goals and objectives.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, there's a lot of – everybody has different pieces to the puzzle, if you will. And you have to know how – kind of analyze it. How do these pieces going to fit into your objectives and goals?
Right. Related to inheritance planning or estate planning. Because let's face it, this is probably people's least favorite topic to talk about. No doubt about it. But we have seen our fair share of – we'll call them war stories – real-life war stories of people who haven't taken the time to do this, as well as there's a lot of celebrities out there who, if you take the time to think about it and look at it, you may be amazed at the, you know, Prince was the most recent one that comes to my mind, died without a will. The whole Michael Jackson estate is a disaster. You know, the famous people, the recognizable names that are out there, if you ever want to just kind of, to me, this kind of stuff amazes me. Just Google, you know, famous celebrities' estate problems, and you see the list. If I remember correctly, I think Elvis was a disaster. Yeah. You know, it just, the list just goes on and on and on for disasters. And I was talking to my buddy about this the other day. We were talking about the Michael Jackson estate, and we said, "You want to know something? The unfortunate part is," and we're sitting in a room with a whole bunch of people. He goes to me, "I'll bet you 80% of the people in this room right now don't have wills."
Right.
The number's high.
Yeah.
Or older, outdated ones. Okay, so I went off on a little bit of a tangent there. So, you know, we'll determine the objectives with you and the goals. Review your current financial situation. What's next, Mike?
Yeah, we'll work actively with your tax and legal advisors to help develop recommendations for strategy or strategies, for that matter,
right,
that will suit your estate planning and inheritance planning objectives and goals.
Yeah, that's important. You know, we need to coordinate resources with, you know, your current tax advisors and your attorneys. And it really is a process that, in our opinion, works best when you've got the financial professional, the tax, and the legal professionals all working together in concert to accomplish your objectives for you.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, for years we talked about that folks should have, you know, financial professionals like ourselves, you know, the Wealth Management Group, and should have a tax advisor, a CPA, and a legal, you know, advisor, an attorney to, you know, to draft your will, your estate plan. All three important players in your financial house, right?
One no more or less important than the other.
Right. And they're not, you know, and it's not a power struggle. They're
Shouldn't
not
be.
Stepping on each other's toes, if you will.
Yep.
They are working together with the goals and the objectives that you've stated and putting the plan together, and everybody doing their job to succeed.
Now, Mike, that sounds like an awfully expensive proposition to me. You mean to tell me I've got to have a tax advisor, a legal advisor, and a financial advisor all working on my stuff? It doesn't end up being a very expensive proposition at the end of the day, right?
And you know what, Doug? For a lot of people already have two of those on staff. Most
right.
people already have a tax professional. A lot of people have a financial advisor, or, you know, our clients for that matter,
right.
you know, have us. And, you know, so sometimes you need to get a competent legal advice, an attorney that specializes in, you know, estate work.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And inheritance planning, you know, and we just make it go that way. While our description makes it seem like an onerous process, our experience and the fact that we do have a process actually makes it, in my opinion, less onerous.
I think it makes it a lot easier when you have three professionals all doing the thing they do.
Right. And what's really important is that you need to give them permission to speak to each other about you.
Correct.
That makes it the easiest, right? Then you don't even know, you know, what's behind the scenes, because, listen, we've been involved in hundreds of estate plans. We can make a telephone conversation be 1 or 2 minutes long because we understand what the other person's saying, whereas if your professionals aren't communicating with each other and they're communicating through you, it's probably a little more difficult.
Sure.
Right?
All right. So then the next thing is, once we examine all the information, we'll present our estate or inheritance planning recommendations in a clear and, listen to this, easy to understand manner.
Doug, isn't it great that when you think about it, you ever see a will and how many ever pages it is and all the wording? And if you sit there and you read through every word of it, you almost start getting a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody says to you, okay, here's how it works.
I'll draw a picture.
Yeah. You know, when you pass away or she passes away or here's how it's going to go, the kids, et cetera, so on, whatever. Whatever your situation may be, it could be boiled down. And that's exactly this step.
Right.
You know, explaining it, talking about it in a clear and easy to understand manner, not trying to read through all this legal mumbo jumbo.
Folks, we've got a another piece to give out to you, right? Like, again, this is all of our process of this year, of providing you with educational, useful, motivational material. So we've got a very nice booklet here, Estate Planning, Shaping the Future Now, which will walk you through, you know, what estate planning is and how it works and things that you should pay attention to. And if you'd like to have a copy of this, we want to send it out to you. You know, you just pick up the telephone, you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And, you know, we'll send this out to you to explain to you the final two parts of our process to get that out to you, as well as other information that you need to know. Again, people call this estate planning, and I get it, but I prefer to refer to it as inheritance planning. It's what's going to happen, you directing what's going to happen to your stuff, the inheritance that you leave behind for somebody else, because we've been at this for a long, long time. We learn that the words estate planning is overwhelming.
Yeah, you know what, Doug? But just to say it, we all have an estate.
We do. It's all your stuff. It's everything you own.
It's just a matter of the values all different. You know, my estate's a lot different than a guy that has $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? And
But it's a big word. You know what I'm saying, Mike? Yeah. Estate. You tell somebody, oh, yeah, on an estate, they think of this big house on this roll, you know, with 50 acres of land and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not what it is.
Nope.
But it's an overpowering word for people. So let's take it easy and make it, you know, easier for people to understand. So if you like a copy of this piece, it's got a ton of information in it that you really will find useful. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call, and you know, we're all too happy to send this out to you to help guide you in the right direction. Michael, we got to take a break and get a breather, have a drink of water, and we'll be back in a minute.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Okay, folks, welcome back. And we're into the final leg of the show here. And, Mike, I really think that we've covered a whole bunch of stuff here today. I mean, we really, really have. And, you know, as we go through week and we talk about the different topics, and we don't talk about product because product is secondary to the whole situation, if you ask me.
Sure.
You got to know what you want to do before you go out and you buy tools, right? That's one of the reasons, and people ask us this from time to time. They're like, you know, hey, how come you don't give us, an investment recommendation on the air or anything? Like, that would be bad. That would be malpractice, right? Because I turn around and tell you, you know, go, you know, do XYZ investment, and I know nothing about you. That could be horrible. That could end up being horrendous for you, right? I mean, it's just, not only is it not ethical, it's the wrong thing to do.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, you know, goals and objectives, right?
It's where it starts.
The baseline. And really important. And folks, goals and objectives, you're not going to get them from me or Doug. It's coming from you.
Right.
Okay. You have to, you know, you're going to sit. You want to work with us. What are your goals and objectives? What are you looking to accomplish? And then, you know, all this education that you hear on the radio from us and everything that we bring, then, you know, it's the techniques, the strategies, if you will, the education, if you will. And then it's the implementation of the products and stuff like that.
You know, Michael, there's a reason this show's been on the air for 22 years. And I would like to believe it's because of the approach that we take. It's not, we never come on and talk about a product or an investment that you should use because it is completely secondary. And that's why you see people come and go, is because they'll talk about investments that are a fad or, you know, not the appropriate thing, and people buy it for a little while and then they'll catch on and be like, oh, this person doesn't really care about me. This person just really wanted to sell me an investment. And that's not what it's all about at the end of the day.
You know, and we find so many folks that come to us have been down that road.
No doubt.
They come in with a smattering of here, I own this, and I got this, and I did this, and somebody sold me that, and it's not any resemblance of a plan to meet your goals and objectives.
Right.
So when you sit down with, you know, the wealth management group, Doug and myself, you know, you're going to start with a baseline of what are your goals, what are your objectives. It's a simple conversation.
And then take it from there. And then once we know, you know, what do you want, what are you looking to do, right? We use goals and objectives or words we could use, but how about you just tell us what you want to see happen,
right?
Yeah. And then, you know, and then we work on it. Because, you know, look, we've got a lot of experience in this, and we know that the words goals and objectives sometimes overwhelm people as well. They've never sat down and done goals in their lives. All right, fine. Forget about those words. Forget about them. What do you want to see happen? What are you looking to have, right? That's where we want to, you know, start, and it's really important. And so today we spoke to you about, you know, two different things to look at and take an approach to in a different way than probably has been provided to you in the past. And calling in and getting a copy of our retirement phases, three retirement phases piece, or calling in and getting a copy of this estate planning piece, or calling in and requesting any other piece that you've heard us talk about over the, you know, over the radio over the years is fine with us. In fact, it's encouraged. That's what we want. We're here to provide you with information and education. Sure, at some point in time, if you determine that you would like to explore working with somebody in the financial professional, yeah, we're putting our hand up and we're applying for the job, no doubt about it. But until we get to that point, let's not, you know, fool ourselves and think that, you know, we should come out here and try to sell you something, because that's not what's important.
Right. You're absolutely right, Doug. You know, and that's how we do it. That's how we've conducted the radio show for, you know, 22 years. And we're going to keep doing it that way. You know, and, you know, Doug, how are we? Are we fixed on? Are we good with the time? I got a little something to.
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. You know, I think, Doug, you and I are about as two regular guys you're ever going to find, you know, and you know, recently I got asked by a client, like, well, we want to know, like, what do you do? Do you, like, you know, like, do you invest? Do you do this? Do you do that? And I'm like, you know what? We're just like every other client, everybody else. We have to have a plan. We have to have goals.
Right.
We have objectives. You know, we want to retire someday. And, you know, I think sometimes that gets lost along the way, because I think the important thing is it's a planning process, mm-hmm. right? And I think the process is important. And you and I, we boil it down for people. We try to make it easy to understand. That's where we feel we're very effective.
Aside from that, we're regular people in life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I coach my children's sporting teams. You coached your children's sporting teams all along the way, right? What were we talking about the other day? Hey, I got to put my weed and feed down on my grass, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about this. It's like, oh, this rain is kind of messing it up. I don't want it to get all washed away, right? We're regular people just like you are. We just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. That's our thing, man. You know, that's what we're good at. And, you know, there's nothing magically different except for we happen to be really good at something that maybe you need help with because you want to know something, there's a pretty good chance you're really good at something that we may need help with.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just the way that it is. And, you know, I'm proud of our organization. I'm proud of our firm. You know, we really try hard to always do the right thing and make the recommendations for our clients. And that's what it's all about, you know. And it's the education and motivation that we come out here and try to offer you, you know, each and every week to get you going in the right direction and to make sure that, you know, whatever is important to you, whether you're an individual or a family, or if you're making financial decisions for somebody else, which is not uncommon either, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right things for yourself, you know, the things that we think are going to give you the best chance of accomplishing your goals and objectives and, you know, in a somewhat conservative basis.
Absolutely, Doug.
You know, so that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Want to remind you, if you'd like to have a copy of the pieces that we spoke about during the show here, the phases of the retirement, we'd be happy to send it to you. The estate planning piece, we're happy to send it to you. Just pick the phone up, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Reminder that, you know, we offer out complimentary consultations with no cost or no obligation whatsoever. You're always welcome to do that. We make house calls. We can schedule a meeting facility to get together with you, whatever's most convenient. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. We hope we gave you some good value. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Doug Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 400 Interpace Parkway, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050-973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services, Inc. and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at this time for Your Financial Future.